Prostitutes lining the roads are a common sight in many parts of Rome and its surroundings. And it's a scene that is repeated throughout the country, especially in the richer northern cities. Outreach groups believe that Italy has around 25,000 street prostitutes. But how often do we ever stop to think about the circumstances that led these women or girls to take up the world's oldest profession? Most of us may be inclined simply to see them as mere prostitutes, but nowadays a more apt description for the majority of them would be sex slaves. Italian sister Eugenia Bonetti has been named by the US State Department as one of the heroes acting to end modern-day slavery for her work in sheltering and rehabilitating women rescued from forced prostitution. According to Sister Eugenia, most of the women working on the streets of Italy are recruited back in their home countries and come here under the pretext of a job. Many are from Nigeria or Eastern Europe, especially Romania. After being tricked in this way, their documents are taken away and they are forced to sell their bodies for money. Sister Eugenia spoke to me about the grim reality of working as a sex slave in modern-day Italy.
We no more speak about prostitution when we deal with these women, because we are very much aware that these women have not chosen to become prostitutes, but they have chosen to come to Europe, to Italy, in order to help their families to better their lives and the lives of the members of the families, because the majority of the women we see on the streets are there because they are forced to be there. This is the difference between being a prostitute because you want to do that, or to be forced to be a prostitute because you have been sold and bought by criminal organization because they want money from these women.
Where do these women mostly come from, and what sort of age are they?
The two biggest groups that we are dealing with, they are Nigerians and Romanians nowadays. There is a difference between the Nigerians and Romanians. Romanians are very young. The majority nowadays we can meet on the streets that are Romanians are below the age of 18.
How young do they get?
They can be even 15, 16, 17 years. They are very young, though they don't say that they are minors. Instead, for the girls from Nigeria, the age is a bit higher. So you can have 19, 20, 21, 22. But there is a difference nowadays with Nigerian women. The ones we are receiving now, they are not educated. So they are coming really from the bush.
And so how are these women being tricked into coming? Is it a case of somebody coming along who's working for the traffickers, who tells them that he can get them a good job in a city or in the West? How does it happen?
Of course, now the recruitment is done normally in places of origin. And this is done either by women or relatives to the women who are the traffickers, or it is done by some men that offer some help when the girls have no option, no opportunities, because they simply say, now, we have a sister, we have a friend, we know somebody that is looking for somebody that can work in their restaurant, in their factories, in their shops, and so they need somebody to help them. Of course, they have no money, they have no documents, but they say, don't worry, we are going to take care of all these kind of things. You should not worry. Once you are in Italy, you will give us back the money we spent for you. So they present themselves as really people who would like to help.
And is that the same in Eastern Europe as well? Is it a similar sort of situation, or are there differences there?
Now, in Eastern Europe situation, it's very different, because in Eastern Europe, we have young boys that lure these girls on a pretense of falling in love with them. The majority, they have a young boy that says, now we go to Europe, now we get married, we work, and when they are in Europe, the girl goes to work on the street and the man eats all the money. For Nigerians, normally we have women exploiting women, which is terrible. The young girls from the East are controlled at a site on the street. Instead, for the Nigerian girls, they are not controlled by anybody. because they are controlled by the voodoo,
the black magic.
The black magic they have to perform before coming to Italy. And so there is no need for the madams to follow them and to know where they are and what they do, because this psychological violence, this black magic is performing on these young girls, especially if they are uneducated, it is more than enough to control them and to make them believe that if they run away, if they report the case to the police, the bad spirit is going to hold on them, is going to destroy them, to destroy their families. And we have many, many cases of girls who are mentally sick because of this black magic.
Now, once these girls, by whatever means, they end up in the hands of the pimps in Italy, and they find themselves being tricked into working on the streets, how badly are they treated? Apart from the voodoo, do they sometimes use physical violence to force some of these girls, particularly the girls, say, from Eastern Europe?
For everybody, you know, life on the street is always a great risk, and you have to put into account really mistreatment, not only on the side of pimps or madams, but also on the side of clients, maniacs, so they are always at risk. But the majority that it's done by the pimps and the madams is when the girls are not going back home with money. Maybe sometimes they are not having enough money, so when they go back, they are beaten. They are beaten thoroughly in order to make them work more and to make sure that when they go back at the end of their night time or daytime, they can bring 200, 300, 400 euro. Otherwise, they are really very, very much mistreated.
This money, do they have to hand it all over?
All the money, it has to be handed over to the traffickers or to the madam. This is the case in a special way nowadays for Nigerians. Until they have finished to pay their debt, a Nigerian, to be free again, she has to produce more than 70, 80,000 euro.
So how many of them do ever get free? Because that's a huge amount of money.
This is a huge amount of money that for a young girl that has to pay this money, she has to undergo not less than 4,000 sexual encounters. And when she has finished to pay this money, she's also finished in all aspects. Physically, emotionally, psychologically, socially, and that is why this kind of experience is having a very, very bad effect on the life of the dignity of these young girls, because they lose all sense of who they are.
When it comes to the East Europeans who are not, shall we say, the victims of these voodoo, how often do they pluck up the courage or manage to escape from their traffickers?
They have the courage to escape because, especially at the beginning, they were really also mistreated terribly by their pimps. Nowadays, it is a bit more difficult because the pimps have understood that just mistreating them, they were not going very far. So they use a new system. That's why this is a phenomenon that is always on the change. Nowadays, they make a kind of a contract with them, saying, now, if you work for me, I protect you on the streets. I'll give you accommodation. I'll give you everything you need. At the end of the month, I give you a salary. But all the rest of the money will be with me. So they are doing this kind of a trick in order to make the girls not to run away, because they can always say she has agreed. And at the end of the month, I give a salary. Or they do in another way. They pay on a percentage. If you get 100 euro, now you keep 10% and they get 90%. So these kind of things nowadays is becoming very common, and it is becoming more difficult for the girls to have the courage to run away. So there is a lot of work that needs to be done in contacting the girls. That's why we meet them on the streets. We talk to them. We offer them opportunities. We tell them we are willing and ready to protect you, to protect your families, so that you can live a life worth of being lived as women.
But presumably it takes time to build up their trust. It's not often that they would come with you the first time. Presumably you have to carry on this.
That's why every week we meet these young people on the streets. We meet, we establish a relationship, we know them, we know their stories, their suffering. We are ready to help them because we have shelters. where we can welcome them, we can offer them the opportunity of rebuild again their life, whatever they have been stolen, their dignity, their identity, their youth, their health, because some of them get also very sick. Some of them become pregnant, and so they are forced to go for abortions. We have, for instance, young girls from Eastern Europe that you can count between 3, 4, 5 abortions each. And at the end, they are all broken. They are all destroyed since 1998. When the Italian government gave the opportunity to these young girls who had the courage to leave the street and also some of them to denounce their traffickers, we were able to give them a new status.
How many people are we talking about?
We are talking about more than 5,000 young girls who have been able to receive this benefit of a permit to stay and to work in Italy, to be able to start a different life because they have gone through this rehabilitation, reintegration, getting to know the language, getting to know a job, in order to be able to work and to become normal human beings again.
Let's talk a little bit about the clients. Presumably there's no lack of clients for these women who work on the streets, is that right?
Yes. We would not have such a big number of young women, because this is the point. This is a very sad point that unfortunately nobody wants to talk about it. When we speak about this forced prostitution, slavery, trafficking in human beings, we are always focusing our attention on women, especially young women, minors. And it is very seldom that we have the courage to speak about the demand, the consumers. That's why there is a great fight. We really have to fight against this corruption, this organization, and also we have to inform the mentality of our young people to start with, so that they can understand that a body of a young girl cannot be bought. Because they simply said, but I pay, so now she does what they want because I give her payment.
So these men, they come from all walks of life. How often are they married?
Now these men, 70% of them have wives, children, or they live with somebody, and that is very sad. When we see cars on the street stopping, picking up these young girls, and at times we can see that there is a sign on the car saying baby on board or a babysitter.
Finally, any particular remark made by any of these girls that you've rescued or rehabilitated that really sums up either what they've been through or how they've recovered?
One of the greatest remarks, and the many of the remarks we receive from the girls, it is this: you have saved my life. I was destroyed. I was a dead body walking around, because how many times I wanted to get rid of my life because of the humiliation. It is wonderful to see how really working together we can achieve a great deal, and we can give hope for these young people that it is not the end, but it can be the beginning.
I was speaking there to Italian sister Eugenio Bonetti, a campaigner against forced prostitution.